Shaquan and NSK on 102.9. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 9:14 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Above Average Radio. That is what you get just right here. Now, Shaquan, every Friday, every Friday, what we do is we must bring in people that we talk about. You see, I'm being nice this year.
You gotta do
I'm being nice this year. Last year, I used to say Skinner Stratford. We gossip about them.
Okay.
Yeah, they are in our WhatsApp groups. But fine, I'm gonna be nice this year.
Okay.
These are people that we talk about. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
These are folks that we one way or another they come on our feed, we admire, we drop a like, we drop some fire emojis.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we sub a well.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And last weekend or last Friday we had Vincent de Lasterhorn, and today we're having an incredible combination of people.
Yeah.
Shaquan, may you do us the honors.
No, I was going to give you the floor.
You were going to give me the floor?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listen, in the month of love, as you know, on Fresh FM, we love love. And every single opportunity, we will always celebrate love.
Yeah, true.
Especially if it's black love.
Come on.
So damn it, there was just no way we were not going to bring in Mona and Franco in studio. Come on, man. What are you talking about? It's awful moves. Of course. Wow.
Please school me on how to pronounce the surname.
It's with Ahumu, somebody.
Ahumu.
With a click. With the kick, the problem is that always I'm going to forgive you. Ekne. Ek is ook in. Ek is bijna. So, Afrikaans groot geraak. Sinje.
Okay.
So the clicks are not 100%.
The clicks are not clicking. But yeah, how are you guys doing today?
No, we good.
Is it? Come closer to the mic, guys.
Yeah, let's talk. Yeah.
All right, so how's the Friday treating you guys?
It's okay. It's good. It's a beautiful day, guys.
Yeah.
Regardless of the weekend, it's a beautiful day.
We're good.
Is and it? We're still in the month of love. So
come
you know
on.
What?
Oh. Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, of course, we have been impounded by the unfortunate passing of our beloved favorite president.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Get out.
You know what
Get
I mean?
Get out. But miss him so much.
Exactly. But he, too, was a lover of love.
Yeah.
So he I'm sure he's probably wherever he is, he's saying, yes, NSK, Shaquan, celebrate our people, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Mona and Franco, you guys have a YouTube channel that obviously we all follow.
Personally,
I suck at consuming that YouTube content.
Yeah.
But I've gotten wind because of Shaquan of what you guys do. And I just say, before we get into the questioning, I just think it's incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you. It
really is incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, thank yeah. You. You know what I think a lot of people would also want to know really is, how did the love story start?
Mm.
Mm. Who was stalking whom? Who had to walk for hours to go see whom? Who fought for whom? Where did you guys meet?
Yeah.
Shoo, let me start.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was back in the day. I mean, what was it? 2013?
2013, okay.
Yeah. We met at Poly.
Oh, at Poly.
Yes.
Okay.
What
were you guys studying? Were you studying the same course?
No. I was doing accounting. She was doing logistics.
Mm. Okay.
So what had happened was
yes, give us the tea, honey.
Give us the tea. We want it.
Yes. So I was in a class with his previous girls he was in high school with, right?
Okay.
So we started the same course, and like he was in the hostel, and they were like daylights. I don't know what it's called.
Oh
like,
yeah.
They
yeah.
were not in the hostel.
They
so
were not in the hostel. Yeah.
Between classes, they would always go to his room. He was like the. You know,
the
guy
cool kid on campus, yes.
So they would go to his room. So I would tag along, and you know, so, and then I started seeing this guy. You know what?
There's something
who
here.
Who is this guy? You know?
Yeah.
But fast forward, so I started going often, but with nothing, nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I remember that I went through a very, very bad breakup out, yeah.
At the time,
so,
now.
Yes, at
yeah.
the time, yeah.
yeah.
So you know what, every time I see this guy, I feel just good, man. I felt really, really good.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Are you Franco?
But you know what, during that time, he was in a relationship. You know what, there was nothing spoken, nothing like,
yeah.
you know what,
yeah.
I want you, nothing of that sort.
It was just more like vibes that we were throwing each other, you know?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I think when we eventually started seeing that, you know, there's something going on, he was like, you know what, I need to go make right there first. Like, I need to go tell this person that, you know what, it's not working anymore. Like,
yeah.
I found someone. I'm joking.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, but that's how we met.
Yeah, that's basically it. The rest is history.
Is it? But you know what? I really have to ask you, because as much as we have followed your journey, you know, on social media and so forth, what would you say is the one thing that grounds the both of you as a couple?
For me, I think it is honestly the love.
Just the pure love, isn't it?
The love, yeah. And what do you think, babe? It's just, for me, it's just the love, man. And also the... We're friends as well. I don't know. I don't know how we can...
Because I was about to ask that.
Yeah.
Surely you guys must be friends.
Yeah. No, no.
You know what I mean?
More than anything. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, man. It's just the love and friendship. This guy is... Yeah. This guy is the one that is... Organized, the one that's organized is also the speaker guy. He's very intelligent. He's more than I am.
he will
give you the right words for this.
Yeah.
I think it's more the friendship that we have, because through the friendship we get to, you know, the communication, it's made easier.
Yeah.
The understanding, it's made easier.
Mm.
So we get to build the relationship that we want to build through that. Yeah. So that's the main thing.
Okay, partner.
I mean, look.
You know the reason why I'm excited that you guys are here.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I'm looking for y'all to pour into my partner's cup.
Okay. is there nobody? We often do hookups, eh?
No, there is someone.
I'm just saying, Franco, keep pouring into his
cup.
The thing is, let me get to Franco. Let me, especially, because you know, as gents, sometimes We suck at content, to be very honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, I'm an entertainer myself, a professional entertainer.
Yeah.
But yesterday, Owens, just, you know, the cameras, carries, and edit, clack, a video, good day. Omas, where do you fit in all of this? Is that her department or is that your department?
That's her department.
Yeah. I knew it!
I'm more like a support system. I'm there to give the vibe, you know, to keep it going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where I fit in.
Yeah. But now, a story, Elke, that's a story. Or selfie, Elke, that's a story. We are on that same wavelength. They say, aye, Vahis, man.
Yeah, no, man. That sometimes it gets too much.
Yeah.
Honestly, to be honest.
It does.
But you know, because we are on this journey, you know, I try to make sure that I bring my part. Also.
Of course, man.
But she's more, you know, the head of operations. I'm just there to give that support and to make sure that things are on time.
Yeah.
You know?
Support services.
I mean, earlier in the week, we had Osi Cynthia Rodia in studio.
Yeah.
And one of the conversations that came up was the social game with a couple, you know, married or unmarried.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys decided to walk this road, this is even before you guys said, I do, did you have a conversation about socials? Was it a thing where, okay, we need to have a meeting?
Agenda. You know, back in the day, social media. On Facebook, for example, right?
Yeah, anyway, I was just Facebook back
if
then.
If you're
yeah.
in a relationship with someone, that you had to say that I'm in a relationship with said person so that people know that this is my person, you know?
Yeah.
Was that the case with y'all?
No.
So it just organically developed to it?
Yes. Yeah. And also with the content creation as well, it started during COVID, like that time when we had nothing. So we consumed a lot of South African YouTubers, especially couples content.
I think
we draw a lot to that.
Yeah.
So you know what? We're like, babe, we can actually do this because we enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
And also behind the camera and stuff, we are literally like this, you know? And my husband says, I'm the head of operations, but you know what? Even after behind the scenes, we're like, especially when with the couples that we had now,
this
man will keep people entertained. I'm like, babe, people have to go home. No, he's like the talker, you know? So, you know, even after behind the scenes, we are really just like this. We are social beings. We really, really love friendship. We love love. We love just having a good time and with people that we love. Yeah.
Hold that thought. It's 9:23 right now, Namibia's Heart and Soul. We will continue with this conversation in a bit. Stick around. Mona and Abudi Franco is in studio. Then Ahumoops.
Yes.
That's it.
Well done.
That's
it. You bring the ice. We'll break it. This is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is 9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. By Donkey Jella for choosing Above Average Radio. Shaquan and I are extremely excited because, listen, we are in the presence of pure love.
Yeah.
Not leaf day.
Yeah.
Leaf day, except for you. At its best. And we love it. And we love it. As a matter of fact, guys, just FYI, before we continue with our conversation, we've had this morning, we had three brave ladies went on air. Oh, you heard? Yeah. You see what
guys listen, partner, they listen every day.
You guys.
Okay. Yesterday. You see? So yeah. We are there.
You guys are
good. Yeah, no.
You know what? Yeah. I was just thinking now because, you know, prior to taking the break, we spoke about relationships and social media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever felt pressured or felt to the point where we're sharing a little bit too much and we need to draw back?
Not really.
No.
Because there is actually a lot that we are not showing.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
It's actually a lot that we're not showing.
Yeah.
But sometimes we're like, okay, this might be a bit personal. Let's cut this. You know, there's a lot going on when we are editing our videos.
Yeah.
But we also, as much as possible, not like, people need to be able to relate. It shouldn't be you know. But, you know, the other thing also is, like I said, behind lights off, this is really who we are.
Yeah.
And I think the foundation of our marriage is that we really trust each other. We really, really love each other. Even if we are in the streets separately, for example, I go out with my girls, he goes out with his boys, I won't ever have to worry that he probably sees a friend and hugs, and then maybe, you know how the streets
yeah.
are.
Yeah,
I don't ever listen when I'm home. I have a good night sleep because I trust my person.
Mm.
We really, really trust each other, and we have an open policy, man, that, you know what, in as much as we are out there, we need to have a conversation if ever anything is wrong.
Mm.
And you know what, we're not immune to whatever is going on outside, but the foundation of our marriage really is that we really, really love each other and that we trust each other. And you know what, if anything has to be spoken about, we really, really take the time to talk about it.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what, let me stay with you, Osimona, especially now that you said you are not immune to the pressures of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that when, because we've been having different experts in studio, just you know, to celebrate and to observe the month of love, speak about relationships and the problems that we face in the country, and staying with you, there's something that both Uncle GP and John Kamati said, which is, when we fight, we have to fight with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you guys do consciously? Is it something that you guys had to get to? Were the fights a bit unkind at first? Obviously, you know, in the building blocks, where you guys got to the point and said, look, we have to change the way we solve problems.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And also, I think with us, we had to really communicate to say, when you do A, B, and C, it makes me feel this way. I tell Franco that, babe, what you did with the way you spoke to me, or when you did A, B, and C, it hurt me. I don't like it. I don't, you understand? So we really express each other's feelings to say, next time, please maybe address it this way. Or we really, really just talk about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, he knows that. I think at first, like, we would, when we speak or when we're not happy, we would shout at each other. And for me, I don't like it when someone shouts at me, right?
Mm.
So he's more kinder when he approaches and when he confronts me about things that he probably doesn't like, do you understand?
Mm.
So I think, we really, really just know how to express each other and how to treat each other's.
Yeah.
And Franco?
One of the big thing about us and communication is, like, you know, we, during our pre-marital counseling.
Ah, yes.
And we even spoke about that. Yeah.
So there's one thing that, I mean, there was a scenario that we were given to say that, I mean, when you're with this person, you need to assume, like, you're going to be with this person for the next 72 years.
Yesterday.
So how you communicate, how you communicate to this person matters.
Mm.
So, I mean, we have a different, I mean, irrespective of in which state of mind you are, there's always a kinder way that you could use.
Yeah.
There's always a softer tone that you could
use.
When you're communicating with your person. Because remember, the aim is always thinking in your mind that I'm going to be with this person for the next 72 years. And 72 years is quite
a long time. Yeah.
So you don't just want to communicate for the sake of communicating. You just want to put words together for the sake of putting through the message. But, I mean, you want to be mindful.
That's fantastic. And, you know, just touching on Love Wins and the episode or the series that you guys started. Why was it so important for you guys to do this? And I think one of the things that I appreciate personally about the series itself is the fact that we have heard so many bad things about marriage. Do you know what I mean? So
people are downright scared. Like,
no, I'm not doing that one, you know? So why was it so important for you guys to start this specific series?
I think for exactly that. You know what, guys? Marriage is so beautiful. And it's us, the people, that destroy it. So I think for us, it was obviously inspired by other creators outside. We were like, you know what? As Namibian, there is so much Namibian love of our stories that need to go out there. And it doesn't have to end in this. There are people that are out there living a very beautiful, healthy marriage. Do you understand? So why not showcase it? Because in the streets, people are saying Vantuk is for what, for going for Kapana or whatever. It's not for relationships. Whatever, you understand? And it's for the streets and all everything else that is not really. So we were like, you know what, marriage is beautiful. Let's showcast it. It's not perfect. It's absolutely not perfect. We don't want it to be perfect. None of us are perfect. But it's beautiful. There are healthy marriages out there. And it is worth it, guys. It's worth it to fight for your person. And there are really good men out there, guys. There are really good women out there. But the thing is, we don't want to put in the work. We don't want to, you know, put in onzvaliverki, you know? So that's why, essentially, why we started. Because there was an era where people are like, it will end in tears when they see couples, you know, just showing love on the socials. It will end in tears. You know what? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it will not end in tears. There are so many beautiful, beautiful marriages out there, healthy marriages. And also, the other thing is, you know what happens when the enemy wants to attack? You know who they attack first? A marriage. They'll start with either the husband or the wife in order to destroy a generation. Because what happens if a marriage is broken? Kids are raised in broken homes to understand A, B, and C. So we were like, you know what? There are healthy marriages out there. Let's show us that. Let's allow people to believe in love again. I need to emphasize the fact that it's not perfect. It's not perfect at all.
Because, but, I mean, we see these things on socials and we're like, oh my God, well. But your content that I see is, you see the actual work. You see the actual work. That's what I appreciate. Because sometimes some content is so curated, it's like, it looks very, very fake. I want to get to the commercialization of what you guys do. Look, I'm a huge proponent of Namibian content. And many times when we say Namibian content, people just think music. Right? That's always where people go, oh, music or Namibian content. No. Namibian content is so broad, or needs to be so broad. That's why what you guys do is so refreshing, right? And what you do in South Africa would probably be on DStv. It'd probably be on
Showmax.
On Showmax. It'd probably be on any of this Zambezi Magic, Scaris, and you know, all these dope channels. Do we have future commercial plans like that for the Ahumups?
What spaces do you guys want to take up?
Because I'm a very futuristic guy, you know what I mean? So I was with even say it comes.
What are we doing here? You know what I mean?
Okay. to be honest, we're still not there. So basically our channel is more just let's keep it simple, let's keep it local, let's keep it relatable, let's try to get people to follow the movement and get, you know, we haven't think really that far on getting commercial and stuff like that.
You're just doing
But I think he has a really good point, because it's time.
It's time
because, like you're saying, people are following the movement. You can see that people appreciate the content that you have out there, and there's so much that you can actually do with it. You know, you know what I'm thinking right now? I don't really know a lot of Damara couples.
You see,
right? We don't really know a lot of your stories. There's like a lot that they do on their channel where I'm like, oh, so they do it this way. They do it this way. Because I remember there was, I don't know where you traveled. I don't know if it's the coast, but I don't know if it's your uncle that you guys took a shirt for him. You know the shirt that baby them have? I don't know what it's called.
What is Lukwe shirt?
The Lukwe. Oh, okay. Yeah, so you guys gave him the shirt or something, right? And the appreciation that he had, you know? Why do you think it's important for even, it's not a tribe thing per se, but just even more Damara couples to really come out there and showcase what it is that you guys have.
Okay, so we've for the longest time, I think, have not been represented.
Come on.
In a lot of things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But when we started, it was not even about that. Mm. It was like, you know what? Let's do this.
We're
both enjoying this. Let's do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in the space of content creation, we don't really have so many of them.
Yeah.
So I think it's a thing of representation.
Yeah.
And also just people really relating. It's just the other day, because my husband enjoys like reading the comments, right?
Yeah. So
during
okay.
the series, during the love series,
yeah, yeah.
People are like, oh, we're really enjoying this, but please go back to your vlogs. Because I'm like, you know what? Why? But people are like, you know, We love it. We love the relatability. We love it when you just there taking out clothes from the washing machine to go hang in on the line,
on the
or
line,
like
yeah.
just
yeah.
frying eggs, yeah, you know, yeah. things like that. Yeah. But the long and short of it is just representation.
Yeah.
It's just really to, because we have a lot of, I see there are a lot of Namibian creators coming out, and
yeah,
I love that
true.
Because I've seen now YouTube has allowed us to apply for YouTube for you, where
yeah.
they're like support local creators.
Yeah.
So we're really, really, really getting mm. somewhere. But I think for the longest time, the Damar Nama people wanted or have been longing for representation.
Mm.
And I think that's, we really by all means try that.
Yeah.
But not excluding others. Because
of course.
No,
of
absolutely.
Course.
Yeah. No, definitely
yeah.
not.
Yeah. So you know what? So we... It's just that we've just, our aim has always been just, let's just enjoy creating. And then we started seeing, oh, you know what? People are loving this. Let's do this.
Let's take it further.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, just to prove to you how much of an impact what you do, you guys just, you doing yourselves, you do you naturally do it, and you just want to celebrate love.
Mm-hmm.
The impact what you guys do, we want to demonstrate something to you. Real quick.
Okay.
Hold a thought. I told you guys off air. Technicalities.
Yeah. I have Clarence, hey? Partner.
Yeah.
Clarence on the WhatsApp line that says that our favorite couple.
Yeah.
They have inspired my marriage and helped us through a lot of things. Guys, may the Almighty keep guiding you.
Sinjala.
Wow.
Thank you.
Literally, the WhatsApp line is open here.
Thank you.
Have a listen to this.
Hey, Mona.
Hey, Franco.
Congrats on being on the number one breakfast show.
Yay.
From the Gonza family.
We just want to give you guys your flowers because what you do is amazing. Bringing couples on your show, Love Wins, to share their love journeys. It doesn't just tell a story, but it gives hope to those that can't find it. It also puts a bandage on the bad things we hear on marriage. Things like divorce, passion killing. It's just a beacon of hope, and it portrays the power of love.
Well, we appreciate you guys inviting us into your home. It was so amazing.
Yeah.
This energy was amazing. The space was amazing.
Very much. And the thing is, the story that you guys tell, it's obviously the stories of these couples, but in actual fact, it forms part of you guys' love story.
Yeah, I really share that. I think we also shared that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just like to say, continue what you're doing. It's amazing.
And you guys are definitely the ambassadors of love. We yeah. love you guys.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
Oh, thank
they
you,
said
number.
Ambassadors of love.
Guys, the pressure. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Nampa and Glenn. This is so sweet.
Yeah, so they were also on Love Wins. Mm-hmm. Their story is up on their YouTube channel. How was it just listening to their story, though?
You know, every couple just brought, like, such different new perspective to our lives. Mm. And, like, they are good friends. You know, we could relate even before they even said the Savannah joke, how they just in sync.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally like that.
Yeah.
Literally like that. So they are very warm. They are very,
Franco?
Actually, there's a lot of learning tools that one can take from each couple.
Yeah.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, how they have navigated through the defining moments, you know.
Yeah,
the
So
it's like some things that we struggle with in our relationship or in our marriage, you just find interviewing somebody else and they give you tools and you just go like, wow, it's that easy?
Yeah.
So basically, we need to get into a space where couples talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah. Get into a space where we are comfortable, where we share notes, we talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we don't do it, who will, right? Yeah, and then you end up suffering alone because sometimes also the family factor,
the single friends.
The single friends, you know what I mean? But to speak to another young couple that understands what Mona feels, what Franco feels, gen to gen, you know what I mean? Or even or transgender, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I want to play a game, guys.
Okay.
Ik wil toch een gamey game spelen, maar vinnig een gamey game. Vinnig een gamey game.
Yeah, yeah.
But hold that thought, man. So we're going to do that game in a bit right after this. Stick around.
Lane assist, park assist, brake assist.
Deepest condolences to his family and loved ones.
It is 9:45 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's the weekend where we will tender our final goodbyes to a president who, listen, we all loved. And it's a man that was a man of family. It's a man that that believed in love. I mean, for goodness sake, this man had, what, two divorces and he's still married.
Mm-hmm.
That's at his age.
Mm-hmm.
That just shows you that he really still believes in the structure.
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day. Just to open your little vase. Yeah. I believe in love. Man, what a man he was. Now, here's the thing. The game that we're going to play.
Yeah.
Or that Mona and Franco is going to play.
Husband.
Okay.
Wait, how do you say? Okay, I know how to say my king, like Tikaute.
Mm-hmm. More or less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait, come,
mm-hmm. More or less. Tikaute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tried. How do you say my queen?
Tikaute.
Okay, I know something.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on.
So. Okay. I need the two of you guys to play rock, paper, scissor.
Okay. Someone who's starting.
Yeah, someone right now. And whoever flops needs to do something for us. And it's not best out of three, it's just at the first glance.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissor. Okay, sharp. Okay. And go.
Rock, paper, scissor.
Okay. Let's do it again. Shikwana, are you capturing this?
Okay. It was rock.
No. You just say rock, paper, scissors. And then you hoy your instrument.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I'll go.
Okay.
So just close your face and then we go like 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And after three, you have to
choose your instrument.
Choose your instrument.
Or choose your weapon.
Yeah.
Okay.
But on three.
On three.
Okay.
Like 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, and then we go.
And then
I go. Okay.
CJ, yeah.
Okay.
So 1, 2. I mean, 1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah, and then go.
Okay, no.
Okay,
go for it.
1, 2, 3,
go.
Go! I don't get it, guys. I'm sorry.
Mona,
you know what? It's Mona. Okay. I'll go.
You go.
Okay.
Mona's going to take one for the team.
So
what Mona's going to do right now is... Mona's going to do something that she has never, ever done in her life.
Oh, wow.
Yo.
Never.
Are you ready?
But she's going to attempt to do it on Fresh FM.
I might regret
it. Namibia's biggest breakfast show.
Okay.
She's going to freestyle for us.
Oh, where?
You know what? And I've got the perfect beat for you, Mona.
Okay.
Here's your beat.
Okay.
Dakatons.
Yo.
Oh, she wants to stay. Okay.
Am I supposed to sing?
No. Grab the mic, girl. Grab the mic. Pull it up, girl. Pull it up. That's the excitement in the studio. Okay, Macy. That's it from me, Macy. Okay, let me just start the beat over. Okay, are you ready?
Yo, are you ready?
Just freestyle. Anything about love, you know what I mean? About Namibia, about the Ahumebs,
How long is this going to take?
Listen, it depends on you. It depends on you.
Okay.
She's even standing, guys.
Let's do this.
The beat is dropping in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, yo, we are here in studio with Shay and NSK.
Hey.
The Kaukha moves are here. the Kauhamu. Come on, come on. We just released season 2 episode 3. Have you watched it? I'm here with my husband. Come on now, come on now.
1, 2, 3, 2.
Yeah, come on.
You wanna help me?
You wanna jump on Franco? You wanna jump on?
You know what? Franco's gotta do something.
Love wins. Love wins. Say it with me. Love wins.
Love wins. Love wins.
1, 2, 3, 2, 4. We in the studio. NSK.
Yes, sir.
Sequence.
Yo, my bad. I'm not good, man. Oh, man, listen, this is why we knew this was going to be a beautiful session, because you guys are so natural with your love.
Yeah.
It's so inspiring for some of us that are also entangled, not entangled, I am taken. For some of us that are taken, you know, we take lessons like that, we take nuggets like that, and we're trying to also, you know, implemented where it fits for you, because every situation is different. And so we really just want to thank you. We, or personally, as a gentleman, as a man, in a relationship in this gevaarlike Namibia, where, you know, things can get triggered, things can get dear makar very, very soon, very quickly. Seriously, Franco and Mona, thank you so much for inspiring us. I really, really appreciate it. That is honestly being heartfelt for myself to you guys.
I think from my side as well, maybe just to echo what he was saying, thank you for just being a good representation as individuals, right? I obviously follow Franco's journey on his own, your journey on your own, and I also love how, as much as you are obviously one, you're still individuals on your own, right? You're inspiring so many people out there. We see you being focused on the family, on the love, on your beautiful boy, just on the things that really matter in life. So thank you for being that good representation. We need more like you out there, genuinely.
What are your final words, Jalatwekis?
You love birds.
So
birds.
Culturally, when my husband speaks, I cannot speak. So I'll start so he close.
That's it. That's it. Of course. Right? Oh, no, man.
Right? No, but we really just want to say thank you. Listen, when we started, we actually never, we didn't see this, honestly. That 3 years, this is the third year, fourth year.
We'll
be sitting here and people will want to know our story and our channel. So really, thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. I'll just say thank you. My husband will say
we'll close it off for us. Okay, husband.
No, thanks guys once again for having us here.
I
just wanna tell the Namibian Nation, guys, remember, love is a beautiful thing. Keep on believing in love, keep on having that faith, and then if you need to fight for the person that you love. Fight for the person that you love. I mean, the Bible says for now abides hope, faith, and love, but the greatest of these is love. So surely there is evidence there, that through the dawn of time, love has always conquered.
I told you guys. That's my man. That's my man.
Man, it's the Kaho Mubsa in studio, Mona and Franco. Thank you so much. If you missed the conversation, if you just joined us and you're like, how did I miss this? Don't worry. It will be up on our website pretty soon. And then you can catch the actual conversation that we've had the last 30 minutes or so. Let's leave it on Fresh FM. We've got a very, very corny song coming up. A song that I'm sure played at many people's weddings, maybe even at their wedding. None other than Casey and JoJo Jella. Why do you guys sound so surprised?
They're trying to hear what song it is.
Stick around, we'll say our bias right after this.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.